USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans expect to spend more money on Christmas gifts this year. Those surveyed in a new poll from Gallup anticipate they'll shell out $932. The predicted increase comes despite record high inflation that has driven up the cost of everyday items. It's the fourth anniversary of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. It happened in Pittsburgh, and President Biden is praising the community for coming together following the tragedy in which an alleged white supremacist killed 11 worshipers at a synagogue in 2018. New news is out regarding the gross domestic product.
America's gross domestic product increased 0.6% after two quarters of decline, but key components continue to show an economic downturn. The third quarter figures were skewed by international trade components, which often exhibit big swings from one period to the next. Michael Gapin, chief U.S. economist for Bank of America, says it won't take much further slowing from here to tip the economy into a recession. End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Mortgage rates are increasing yet again. Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate went up to 7.08% this week. That's more than double what it was this time last year. It comes as the Fed Reserve has been hiking interest rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation this year. Another interest rate hike is expected next week. President Biden spent part of his Thursday commending a Micron technology plant in upstate New York for its plan to build a new computer chip fabrication plant. Speaking in Syracuse, Biden saying it's one of the most significant investments the country has ever seen. Biden now at his Delaware home. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Cyber Director Chris Ingalls and Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emergency Technology, Ann Neuberger, appeared at a Center for Strategic and International Studies event to discuss U.S. cybersecurity. Neuberger says a key challenge is to prioritize the many threats the country faces.
It's not correct to treat everybody and everything the same because there's a spectrum of risk, and we need to ensure that the security requirements match the risk in that area.
A second railroad union on Wednesday voted against a tentative labor agreement negotiated in part by the Biden administration. It's an effort to avoid a nationwide rail strike in November that would endanger the national supply chain. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile speaks about a possible strike on Fox Business.
This is the Biden administration further demonstrating their incompetence and kicking the can down the road past the midterms. Past the midterms, we're facing the headwinds of a potential rail strike.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is urging negotiations to avoid a shutdown, which could halt around 40% of the United States' long-distance trade. Week 8 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. on Amazon Prime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.